Hey, welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Today, it's our Thursday night interview. It's not always at 5 a.m. And trust me, I'm not getting Dwayne here to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning to do the interview. So if you want to do an interview, feel free to message me and I'll bring you on board. Today, we got Dwayne Hill Jr. Make sure his dad gets credit there. He's a Scrum Master coach and proud creator of Scrum Buddies Coaching. And Dwayne's goal is to help emerging Scrum Masters grab their next role, right? That's what he kind of said. And this interview is not necessarily the classic interview, just about Agile, quote, Agile. I love the Agile interviews. Here's how you do Agile. Here's how you do Scrum. But let's get to know Dwayne and what he's doing with his business and his activities. And with that, I want to ask Dwayne, please tell us a little bit about yourself. What would you like to share regarding your endeavors, you know, your journey, maybe something that's not in LinkedIn, and feel free. And here's Dwayne.
Absolutely. I'm Dwayne Hill. I'm a former teacher, middle school teacher. I call it the trenches teacher, turned into a Scrum Master. I've been a Scrum Master for some years now, ever since the pandemic, for sure. And I help new and aspiring Scrum Masters to and through their first 90 days and into their next role, the first role or the next role, whichever one. I have a passion for teaching. I have a passion for helping people get there. And I just want to be that mentor, that buddy that I never had going in and traversing these Agile landscapes and everything. So it's been a wild ride and I'm glad to be here and I'm glad to be talking with you.
Okay, thanks. And so we met about a year and a half ago, chat back and forth on LinkedIn and everything. So it's always good to have contacts, right? Always get those connections. And you were sharing, you're building something to help Scrum Masters. And now you have Scrum Buddies, like we talked about it. Can you share something about your business and how you got to the point where you created this Scrum Buddies business?
Absolutely. So when I was a young Scrum Master, one of the things that I realized in my first job did a really great job of doing was pairing us with mentors and pairing us with people to kind of help us learn the craft and learn the job and get our feet wet. Now, I wanted to do that for other people. A lot of things that I've trained other people, I was one of the mentors coming into it as well. And I really enjoy teaching people how to be Scrum Masters, teaching people the real part, the real side of Scrum, and not the, as I like to call it, the magical dragon in the sky that we all like to think of it as. But what is it really? What is the job really? What do you have to do day in and day out? And ultimately, who do you need to be before you get the job to get an opportunity to be a Scrum Master, for people to take a chance on you? When I was coming in, I was a teacher, and I had no Scrum Master experience at all. But I really had to learn how to leverage my teaching experience and think about myself as a Scrum Master who just happened to be teaching kids. And now I teach people how to do that no matter what the background is. I've had clients who are also educators. I have clients who are social workers. I've had clients who are morticians. It's been a big gambit of different things. But the best part about it is that you can always find Scrum, and no matter what people are doing, there's always opportunities for people to be Scrum Masters, whatever they have going on. So that's been the biggest thing. And now I try to focus on interviewing and helping people interview and really find a company that aligns with them and what their values are as Scrum Masters, so they can really come in and bring value quickly, no matter who takes that chance.
And I love the way you said you can find Scrum anywhere. I totally agree with you. I was finding Scrum and teaching some kids in baseball and stuff like that. And just the mentality there. When you get all these new Scrum Masters, what are some basic questions? Maybe you give one or two that you get from new Scrum Masters that join. What are the basic questions? Maybe two, three, maybe, or something like that. Maybe you can share.
Questions from them coming in.
Yeah.
So I get the main one I get is, well, how do I get a chance? How do I become a scrum master with no scrum experience, right? That's the big question that everybody is asking all across the internet and everything else. And another question that I get is, can I do this job from what I'm doing? How do I connect the dots? How can I make that impact? How can I stand out? To answer the first question, how can I get a scrum master job with no experience? Is you have to find the experience, right? You have to make the find the experience, or if you can't find it, make it. And that's one of the big things I definitely see a lot of companies now. They want to see, what are you doing with your cert? Like, what are you getting your certification and just putting it in your back pocket and just sitting on it? Or are you taking that certification and applying it to places? When I got my first certification, I was connecting dots in the training. I was like, I've been doing that. I've been doing that. I've been doing that. And literally when I applied it fully to my students, I was getting all this, I was getting all these results and benefits, and my kids were doing better. They were speaking to me more. I was doing retrospectives with them, and they were really reaching out and saying, Mr. Hill, I hate how you do your homework. Can we please do something different? And I'm like, okay, what do you want to do? Let's all talk about it. And just bringing those types of aspects into whatever area is that you're doing now to bring the results. So to make that whole thing short, to get that crack at that first Scrum Master role with no experience, you have to show that you've used your certification to bring results to somebody, somewhere, and being able to articulate that well. And then the second one, I mean, if how do I become a Scrum Master, or how do I leverage what I'm doing now into Scrum? I usually tell people, if you're over a group of people, if you're in a leadership role, even if you're with other people, find ways to hold some of those meetings. It takes nothing to sit down with a bunch of your coworkers and have a retrospective. Talk about what's going on well. How can we do this job better? How can we make our lives easier? And or if you're over a group of people, sit them down and ask them, what can we do better? What can I do better as a manager? What can we do better as a team to bring this forward? Taking input from the workers and really applying it to what y'all are doing. I mean, that's what we do every day as Scrum Masters.
I totally agree with you. And that's how I transitioned from a project manager over to Scrum Master. Because I was doing it, and then I started on my team we were doing daily stand-ups, because we did that in the Navy like 1996 or something. We were doing a stand-up. So it's like, it's no different. It's just how you mold it into sound like a Scrum stand-up, right? And, mm-hmm. and the other nice thing, once you do it, you're not lying on a resume. You don't want to do that, because they'll get mm-hmm. caught. They, you know, oh, I do daily. Do you really? I mean, you want to have a good story and sound credible and be credible by actually doing it. So I love that those tips you gave on that, and I totally agree. Now, I saw you. Now, you brought the teaching into Scrum, right, to be a Scrum mm-hmm. Master. Now, I also saw you mentored, and you saw this. You said that a little bit. You volunteered to be a mentor in the past, and maybe currently you're mentoring people too. Has that influenced your coaching? And what experiences could you share from Agile perspective related to mentoring? Even though it may not have been quote unquote Agile mentoring or Scrum mentoring, right? But maybe you're still mentoring people. Maybe how would that apply to what you're doing now as a Scrum Master?
I mean, the funny part is it's all of it is Agile. It's the way that you go about mentoring. And just trying to make things a little bit more bite-sized for people. The same way you would go into a backlog refinement, people have these big goals that they want to accomplish. Everybody that I work with have the big goal that they want to accomplish. And it's really taking that big goal and making it actionable for them, and making it doable and realistic and obtainable. Honestly, you know, people talk about SMART goals all the time, and a lot of what SMART goals is refinement and refining down that goal down into, what can I handle right now? What can I do this week? What can I do this month? And one of my biggest coaching things I've seen that's been pretty much parallel is, a lot of people don't believe it's possible. And it's sometimes it's very upsetting at times. And that was my first thing that I had to really get over, is being upset because people don't believe in themselves enough. But it's like, that's what we're here to do. You don't believe in yourself. Let me make you believe in yourself. Let me show you how easy it is to do this job. And, you know, that's been the biggest aha for me, is having that patience to really just sit back and let them talk about what they want to accomplish, and then being able to figure out, let's get these actionable goals together. Let's move forward at the good pace for you. And 9 times out of 10, the 9th out of 10, those people don't do the goals that you set for them or don't do the actionable steps at all. But everybody who does the actionable steps, they're like, I could have done this. And I'm like, yeah, you could have done it. But sometimes you need that extra push. I needed it too. So it happens. And that's been the same from when I was mentoring my students, being 13 and 14. I coach football. So when I was mentoring my football players, I coach high school as well, mentoring those guys, going into corporate and mentoring grown adults that have bills and kids and everything else. All of that is the same across the board. Just being able to realize that you can do whatever you want. You just have to make it actionable.
Yeah, I love the way you said that, because I've used that too, where, you know, as a scrum master, you're also like a coach. Wait, when they say quote agile coach or scrum coach or whatever, part of coaching is mentoring. And I always use scrum and say, well, when I would individually do one-on-ones with people, I would kind of mentor, talk about things you said, what they want to achieve, their goals, and say, well, here's how you can put this in the backlog, you know, and give them ideas and things that here's how you can use these tools to help progress in that area too. So I love the way you're talking about with that, with the mentoring and their goals. And not the plug that I'm doing at OKR goal orientation thing with Princeton Agility next couple of days from now. So it's cool. But actually, by the time this video goes out, it'll probably be in the past, but it'll be recorded. And I know I'm going to get Dwayne to go be on it on my meetup group one day. You can give us something on the meetup. So I also see that you landed a job at Scrum Alliance, which is, you know, I saw when you did that, I'm like, ooh, you're a Scrum Master at Scrum Alliance. You know, this is the secret sauce, right? Oh, you're behind the curtain now. So is there anything you learned? I don't want you to get in trouble for anything, but have you learned anything from this company, the experience, anything you could share with everyone related to your Scrum Alliance position?
Absolutely. Because one thing I love is being employed, and I'm not going to jeopardize that at all. But one thing I learned, the first thing I learned by working at Scrum Alliance, and I could really wax poetic, because when you work for a company whose values are the Scrum values, for a Scrum Master, that's like, you really can't get much better than that. Especially if you're coming from another company going into it, you're like, oh, what do I have? What do y'all? Okay, y'all value what I'm saying? Awesome. You value my input? Awesome. And just working with a company, and that's any company that's mature in their agile maturity as a company and as growth, you can see how Scrum Masters are valued in those companies compared to the ones that are trying to see if this Scrum thing works, or see if this agile thing works, or we're just doing agile because all of our competitors are doing agile. Also, I realized and learned really quickly that Scrum Alliance cares so much about everyone that takes that test, that renews with them, that is with them, that's in the family of Scrum Alliance in general. They really care, and they're always trying to bring out the best products to help us really do our jobs well. And that's been a very refreshing and very cool thing to see. I haven't been at a company that's kind of like this before. I haven't been in an environment quite like that before. It's some of the best people that I've ever worked with. And that's no shade on any of my other coworkers that I've ever worked with, but the groups of people that I work with at Scrum Alliance have been absolutely delightful, and I love going to work every day. And it's been very great, especially, I don't know, as a Scrum Master, it's just like, if you love chocolate, it's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory almost. Like, you get a chance to go where it's all happening, and you see it from that perspective. And it's really amazing. It's really cool. So I love it there.
Well, I'm happy for you, to be honest with you. Jealous a little bit. Definitely happy
Look.
that you got your spot, man. Now, when you're Scrum Master, are you Scrum Master for like a software development team? Do you help other companies with their Scrum? How do they got you in
Yeah,
that?
so I'm the Scrum Master over the marketing team, and I'm the
Okay.
Scrum Master over the events team. So we have GSG NOLA coming up. So one of my teams is over the entire global Scrum gathering and the regional Scrum gatherings that we have all around the world as well. And then the other team is the marketing team, where we're basically over all of the social media and everything you see from Scrum Alliance. One of my teams is probably a part of that. So it's a pretty big role, pretty big role, pretty big influence. So I'm really excited, and I'm really blessed to be in that position. So it's really been great.
Okay, cool. I'm definitely gonna have to pull you in. Maybe it could get you to do a meetup on how to use Scrum or the event planning, and maybe how maybe you apply Scrum to marketing teams.
I'm
I know
telling
those two
you,
topics right there. I know people would be interested in.
you can use Scrum everywhere. You
Okay,
can use it everywhere.
so I'm
I'm
gonna
telling you.
maybe we'll suck you into the meetup, and maybe you can do one, maybe you do both, and do a little quick little talk. Think about it. I'll reach out to you on that one if you're
Absolutely.
interested. Think about it. Think about it. So the classics. Okay, so you're helping people with interviews, and you talked about that. So the classic Scrum Master interview question: what is the toughest thing about being a Scrum Master? And then that's the classic one, right? So if I were to ask you, what's the toughest thing about being a Scrum Master? And what do you do to get better at it? Like, if you had identified something that was really tough, what do you personally do to get better at something that's tough as a Scrum Master?
So I'll give you two answers. I'll give you
Okay.
the overarching, and then I'll give you for me personally. Overarching, the hardest thing to do as a Scrum Master is to work for a company that doesn't value Scrum. That's probably the hardest thing to do. And it gets frustrating at times, and it gets very lonely at times. And you can almost feel like you have no impact or no influence, or you're just on an island. I mean, I've been on a team before where I would go in, and they would be like, "So what are you here for? What are you supposed to do here?" And it gets very dejecting and demeaning at times. But to overcome that, you know you're there to, metrics are your best friend, number one. You're there to observe. You're there to make the small tweaks after you've observed. You're there to get to know the team and see really where are they falling short. As good as they may feel like they are, where are they falling short, and where can you come in and make small tweaks. Also, the hardest part about being a Scrum Master is understanding that they don't have to follow your direction or instruction. I mean, you're not the boss. So you're nobody's boss, but the best part is you're nobody's boss. So it's kind of like the catch 22 there. For me personally, my hardest part, and this is partially because I have different disabilities and stuff like that, but keeping up with tasks, keeping up with reminders, and staying on top of everything, and staying on top of just the clerical things sometimes that they want you to do. And those things can kind of get hard because I get into really talking, like taking notes. You'll have to use things like AI. You'll have to use things like, Otter and Spinach and different things to capture notes for you, because I can't talk and write at the same time. I cannot do that. I'm not about to sit here. If I'm in a retro, it's us, we're here. Or if I'm in a one-on-one, we're here. And then we get out the one-on-one, we get out the retro, I'm done and everything. I'm like, I did not take one piece of note for none of this. So now I have to remember it and write it down. So for me, that's been my hardest part. Everything else has been kind of common sense. Like I said, I've been through the fire with teaching middle school, so nothing is as bad as that. I mean, kids throw desks at each other. You're in corporate, they're not gonna do all of that, right? So it's pretty easy for other than those things.
That's cool. I like the way you added that you kind of use some technology to help you in some of those areas that are tough, and then how you master it. So I think that's a good thing for people to share in an interview. Like, this is something, but this is how I overcome came that, or work on it, or balance it out. I think that was awesome.
Absolutely.
So can you share maybe a trick that you've learned along the way as Scrum Master that is not in any class? Like if you were to teach a Scrum Master class and you've taken one, what's something that you don't see normally in the class that you do?
I think, okay, so the biggest trick I could probably give is rapport and like how to really have rapport with people. How to really get to know people and kind of have them take that guard down. Because what people have to understand as a scrum master, from the perspective of the team, they don't understand that you're with them on the lines with them because you don't do the same work that they do. They're going to look at you as leadership and no matter how you kind of slice it, they're going to look at you on that leadership team because you're going to be talking with stakeholders, you're going to be talking with the PO, you're going to have all those different connections. So to be able to break down that barrier and have them be able to tell you what's really going on and not feel like anything is going to be said or anything is going to be taken back to anybody, having that real psychological safety with people, I think that is something that doesn't get taught in a lot of classes when it comes to Scrum. But that's been the thing that has really, I feel like, kept me at a very high level. That's helped me really connect. That really helped me get all the opportunities that I've gotten. It's helped me really connect with my teams and really be able to influence them in the correct way. Just really building that rapport is monumental for all of us. And I definitely tell everyone who's in this position, even if you're a PO, even if you're a stakeholder, build rapport with the team so they know you as a person and they can trust you. And then when you correct them, when you guide them back to where they got to go, they trust your judgment and they know that it's not from a place of personal. They know you don't hate them. You know, you just want to see the best them that they can be. And it makes the team better as a whole.
Yeah, I like that. That was a good point because that's really not in a lot of the classes. And you can make I mean a book. I mean I haven't read it in years. And I gotta get a new copy of it though because I don't know where it went. How to make was it Make Friends and Influence People?
Yep, Dale Carnegie.
Dale Carnegie,
Yep,
classic. If you haven't read the
classic.
book and you want to be a Scrum Master, that ties into what Dwayne was just talking about, right? And it won't hurt. You know, sometimes we gotta read books that aren't part in the Agile domain, but how do you do that? And I appreciate that what you said. Lastly, with that, what drives you to help others? What gives you all the energy? Because it is energy draining sometimes when you're putting all the energy out there. I know that because like you, I teach kids and some days I'm exhausted. Everyone looks at me like, what's wrong? I said, I'm done for the day. It's a lot of energy going out. So what do you do to keep your energy up?
I mean, it's the thing about teaching kids, and I mean, Greg, you know this. You're not going to get benefits until 5, 6, 7 years down the line. They're not, whatever you teach them, depending on when you get them, it's not going to click for them till years later because they're kids. But what keeps you going and what kept me going as a teacher was that aha, that light going off for somebody in that room. And like once you see the light bulb go off, you lock in on that kid and you're like, I'm gonna pour everything I got into making sure you understand this concept. And with teaching, once you're a teacher, you can't get rid of your teacher gene at all. I have a bunch of coworkers at Scrum Alliance who are former teachers. We're all the same way. You can't get it out you. So when it comes to training people and mentoring people and helping people, I mean, if we just start talking and you ask me a question, it's gonna happen regardless. Scrum Buddies was just to make sure that I didn't do everything for free, because if it was up to me, I would just be giving out everything for free, because that's who I am as a person and that's what my DNA is to just give the information. I don't believe in gatekeeping. I don't believe in keeping other people from it. I believe there's room for everyone out here to be successful. And if I could be a little bit a part of anyone else's success, or if I could help them get that extra step, I'm all for it. Because like I said in the beginning, I didn't have that per se coming into it. And if I would have known how this job is from the inside out, I would have went about my first time getting this job a whole different way. Probably not a whole different way, but I would have had a lot more insight about interviews and talking with people. And now it's a fact of people have it within themselves already. One of the biggest slogans for Scrum Buddies is your experience is enough. Everything that you've gone through in your life always lends to who you are now as a person. It for sure lends to who you are as a Scrum Master. So teaching people to really lean into who they are and finding places and jobs that align with them makes it all better. And I mean, hey, like I said, I would do this stuff for free, but I have kids, I have mouths to feed, so I have to do something. I have to be able to capitalize on my gifts some type of way. But yeah, I love talking Scrum. I love helping people out. It's just what I do.
That's cool. I appreciate that. And I like, to me, I agree. I can just see the light bulb go off in someone's head. And I go, that's it. That's why we're here. This is why this is in place. And they all look at me like, you're nuts. But that's okay. I had the back of my head. I'm like, yeah.
Until they get there and they're like, you were right. It was, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm the
like,
light bulb kicks off, right? And some of my examples, I've had that in my career. So that's great. Now, what would you like to share or invite the audience to know about your services, your business? And we talked about, you know, what you earn, how can they connect with you, how they can find out more about Scrum Buddies and what you're doing. Give us a little idea and how they can find you and connect.
Yeah, absolutely. Scrum Buddies is the buddy you never had. I'm the mentor you always wanted. I'm the mentor I've always wanted to have myself. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on LinkedIn. We're about to start a Facebook group pretty soon. So, you know, if you find me on LinkedIn and TikTok and Instagram, you'll get to know everything of what we have going on. We really help people be their authentic selves in interviews, be their authentic selves when they come into the building, because I want all of us to be able to bring value with what we already have. And at the end of the day, these companies need people to come into this job and be able to deliver value. And a lot of times we get in our own way of getting hired at some of these jobs. A lot of times we feel like you said, people have all these different things on their resumes and they feel like they have to lie on their resume. They feel like they have to fabricate things or be bigger than they really are. When you have all the tools to be a great Scrum Master inside you already, you've probably already been a Scrum Master everywhere you've been at, be able to articulate it, be able to figure out what job is best for me, where do I really fit? And then from there, I always tell people, pass it forward and make sure you bring other people up and do the same thing. So the program goes from the interview stage to your first 90 days on the job. And basically that's the mentorship level. We also do subscriptions where you can come in and I do a monthly meetup Q&A situation. So there's a lot of different offerings and I'm still creating offerings for people as well. We do one-on-ones. I do one-on-ones with people. If you want me to look over your resume, if you want me to look at, if you want to run a pitch or before you get in the interview, you want to do one of those things one-on-one, all of that we can do. Find me at scrumbuddiescoaching.com if you want to learn a little bit more about the program. But definitely reach into LinkedIn and Instagram. I'm not too big to not send a DM back. I answer all my DMs. So definitely feel free to reach out, say hi, say Greg sent you, and I'll be great to talk to you. I can't wait.
Yeah. He'll be like, oh God, here goes trouble. Greg sent me. but yeah, so scrumbuddies.com, right? So
scrumbuddiescoaching.com.
Scrumbuddiescoaching.com. There we go. And then if you go on LinkedIn, you look for Dwayne Hill Jr. and you'll find you. And we'll definitely put some links out there and keep promoting what you're doing. And we'll definitely connect about doing the meetup in the future. If you're interested in doing it, I think people would love to hear, how do you put up a Scrum Alliance event and use Scrum to design that? I think that's a neat little niche that I don't know if anybody's ever talked about that. So that'd be cool. So cool. All right. Well, thanks, Dwayne. I appreciate you coming on board to do the interview and share with the audience. And like I said, this will go out on social media and everything like that. And we'll definitely invite you to come back if you're up for it.
Oh, it's no problem. It's no problem. I thank you for having me on here to talk. And whatever you need from me, Greg, you let me know. I'm there.
Well, you may not want to say that. I might ask you for a lot of stuff.
They got it on tape. They got it on tape.
Anyway, so. All right. Thanks.